It's 66 degrees on Friends Plaza this morning at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog market today is called mostly steady to begin the day, but some livestock market managers say firmer tones may be seen before the day is through. Terminals are called mostly steady. A couple of locations are seen as firm. Tops from 39 to 41.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, March 23rd, negotiated swine purchases were 11,143. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50 to $59.01. The weighted average, $56.77, a loss of 31 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.61 to $47.61, the weighted average, $46.10. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 9,121. The base price range was $49.50 to $61.50, the weighted average, $57.02, a loss of 20 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.42 to $48.50, and the weighted average was $46.54.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Join us this evening at the Ford Iroquois Farm Bureau in Gilman for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight's meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock, and as a featured attraction, we'll have AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser along to provide his outlook of the spring planting season. Panelists for the meeting include Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities, and Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. That's tonight at 7 o'clock at the Ford Iroquois Farm Bureau in Gilman. No advance registration is required, and the meeting is free. We hope to see you there. Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Well, we have more mild temperatures in store for the Midwest throughout most of the work week this week, and it's going to remain rather moist. Rain was widespread across the Midwest during the weekend. Amounts were nowhere near as great as we suggested Friday morning for parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, or in areas from northern Illinois into northern Ohio. Rain totals were ranged from 1 to 2 inches from central Nebraska into west central Iowa, and in random locations across central Illinois and eastern Ohio. Rainfall a few hundredths of an inch to 7/10 occurred, and most other areas and lighter intensity of rain left the Midwest in better than expected condition, with the exception of the heavy rainfall areas of late last week from Ohio into Illinois. High temperatures in the weekend were unusually warm, with 60s and 70s, common in a few extremes over 80s in the Ohio River Valley, all of Kentucky, and in random locations from northeastern Kansas to southwestern Wisconsin. Normal highs for this time of year are in the 40s and 50s, with a few lower 60s across Kansas and Kentucky. Lowest temperatures were above freezing, except in the far northwest, and most lows were generally in the 40s and 50s. Warm temperatures and considerable instability will be in the atmosphere over the coming week, resulting in periodic showers and thunderstorms. Their precipitation will not be heavy, but it will be frequent enough to restrict drying rates at times. Temperatures will be far enough above average this week to induce quick drying between rain events, and that should help prevent any particular area from becoming excessively wet. However, portions of the east and west are already excessively wet, and it will be difficult for some areas to dry out enough before the next rain event arrives. High temperatures early this week will vary from the 50s and 60s north to the 60s and 70s, with a few lower 80s in the south. Some cooling is expected in western Midwest locations late this week, and low temperatures will continue mostly above freezing through the work week before trending cooler during the weekend. Weekend freezes will occur in the far northwest. Cooling is expected across most of the Midwest next week, with temperatures near to below average. The cooler weather will also help reduce rainfall, but will not completely shut off the rain, and the drying rates will be slowed, and moisture surplus may continue in the Midwest. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, the weekend was mostly dry. Highest temperatures Friday through Sunday were mostly in the 80s, with a few 90s and low in central and southwestern Georgia. Net drying will occur in most areas of the Delta and Southeast through late this week. The drier bias conditions will support rapid planting conditions, but rain is needed to stimulate better seed germination and plant emergence. The light showers that are expected will not produce enough rainfall to counter evaporation. Greater rainfall is expected beginning Friday in the Delta and Sunday in the Southeast and continue through the first week of April. The expected rainfall will not be great enough to significantly boost soil moisture, but it'll provide adequate moisture for germination and early development. High temperatures today through Thursday, mostly in the 70s and 80s, and lows in the 50s and 60s. In Brazil, rapid drying is expected across Brazil this week, with the exception of Rio Grande do Sul, where rain will be widespread early this week and again during the late weekend. Temperatures will be quite warm to hot. They'll promote rapid drying conditions. Daily high temperatures through the work week will be in the upper 80s to 90s, with extremes to near and above 100 in the far northwest. Random showers will occur on a daily basis this week, but most will be too light for a lasting increase in soil moisture. And the environment will be great for summer crop maturation and harvesting. In Argentina, a very wet week lies ahead for Argentina. Rain is expected nearly every day into Saturday, and at least a part of the nation in many eastern and northern crop areas become excessively wet. Flooding is probable, with totals for the week varying from 2 to 4 inches in eastern and northern areas, with some between 4 and 8 inches. The southwest half of the nation will receive anywhere from 3 quarters to 2 inches, and crop damage is probable in sunseed areas where some crop quality issues already occurred earlier in this harvest season because of too much rain. Corn, sunseeds, peanuts, and sorghum will not be as seriously impacted, but an extended period of dry weather will be necessary to stop potential for declining crop conditions. That's your growing area's weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 483 and 3 quarters, down 1 last trade, down 1 and 3 quarters. July, 487, down 1 last trade, unchanged. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, May wheat opened at 462, up a half last trade, down 1 and a half. July, 475, unchanged last trade, down 3. May corn opened at $4 and 1 half, down 2 and 3 quarters, last trade, down 3 and a quarter. July, 413, down 2 and a quarter, last trade, down 3 and 3 quarters. December, 408 and a half, down 1 and a half, last trade down 3. May beans open at 767 and a half, down 2, last trade down 4 and a half. July, 783 and a half, down 1 and 3 quarters, last trade down 4 and 3 quarters. November, 812 and 3 quarters, down a quarter, last trade down 5. May soybean meal open at 219.20, down 10, last trade down 70. May soybean oil open at 31.96, unchanged, last trade down 21. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
If there was a feature overnight, it appeared that there was some bear spreading in the corn.
Continues to be the case. I think that right now we're looking at what appears to be fairly ample amounts of old crop corn to get us into the new crop, and so then you start to make that push for forward years and try and build carry into those marketplaces. I think that what you have to look at on Friday, if farmers are still holding old crop commodity out here, is the CIF market took a nosedive on Friday, which would be an indication, especially if it continues this week, that we've got ample corn ready to move to the marketplace and the basis levels just stay under pressure. Spreads continue to build towards full carry as we move right on into the new crop, which really is something that they have to take a hard look at. I think we talked in the past that you're trading have traded some significant inverses of the old crop over the new crop, and as that inverse walks away, it's really hampering your new crop or your old crop corn sales. If you're still holding old crop corn, I think you're at a substantial risk, and you need to have some type of protection on that out here. Probably get basis levels locked in and probably have some type of put protection in place.
The same story in the soybeans?
Sure. I think that in beans, we are basically running. I think I saw last week that we're about 80% of full carry from May all the way into the November. And so we probably continue to build towards full carry. The May, July right now is trading at roughly 16 cents. Full carry 17 and a quarter. So we'll continue to run that right on through. This week, Dave, I think is all going to be about the crop report on Friday and the weather forecast. We're down overnight because you've got a few people out here thinking that we're going to dry up as we move into April and allow planting to start to take place out here. I've got some other people that would argue that side and say that we're going to stay somewhat wet right on in through the 14-day forecast. So it's going to be a matter of what they really believe in their weather forecasters on the moisture that's going to move across the Midwest. Can we get an early start? Here in the East, we're doing nothing. We're just waterlogged across the entire belt and probably not going to have much any field work done until we get out to at least the end of that first week of April, it looks like to me right now.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.